One important thing should be remembered in regard to penicillin. It is the only one of the antibacterial drugs which is not in some way poisonous. At least 100 times the ordinary dose has been given to men without upsetting them. As there is no fear of poisoning, the amount given should be ample. And I have a fear that when penicillin can be bought over the counter, patients will indulge in self-medication, and in many cases they will not take large enough doses. If the dose is too small, the microbes will not be killed, and there is a danger that they will be educated to resist penicillin. Once a microbe has been thus educated to resist a drug, it does not lose this property very quickly. We might then have someone who has a simple sore throat treating himself inadequately with penicillin and educating his microbes to resist the drug. These educated microbes could then be passed on to his best friend, who might get pneumonia, for which, the microbes being now penicillin resistant, penicillin would do no good. Here the first man, by thoughtless use of penicillin, would be morally responsible for the death of his best friend. The moral is, if you use penicillin treatment, give large enough doses. When penicillin is released to the public, there is no doubt it will be used in many infections caused by microbes on which penicillin has no action. This will simply be waste of time and waste of penicillin. But apart from disappointment to the person so using it, no serious harm will be done. I've already said that penicillin is not a cure-all. While it has the most remarkable action on many of the common microbes which infect us, it has no effect on many others. Infections like tuberculosis, typhoid fever, dysentery, influenza, measles, and many others are quite resistant to penicillin. There are a few simple rules for penicillin treatment. First, use it only on a suitable microbe. Second, use it in such a way that it gets into contact with the microbe. Third, use it in sufficient dose. Fourth, keep up the treatment long enough to kill the microbe. These rules are carried out, everybody is pleased. But if they are broken, the result may be very disappointing. But the extraordinary results obtained by penicillin have had another and very important result. Workers all over the world have been stimulated to investigate the products of the thousands of other molds and other lowly members of the vegetable kingdom to see whether something better can be found. Many antibacterial substances have been discovered, but most of them are too poisonous for practical use. There is one, at least, that will shortly be used extensively in medicine, not as a competitor of penicillin, but as an adjunct. For it acts on some of the microbes which penicillin does not touch. And no doubt there will be others, for there are still hundreds of molds and bacteria to be investigated. One infection in particular is occupying much attention, that is tubercle. So far, no chemical has been found to have a sufficiently strong action on this bacillus to be effective in treatment. But there are glimmerings of hope. And it is just possible that from the research which has been stimulated by penicillin, there will come a remedy for this dreadful scourge. Penicillin has started a new line of research, and we cannot yet foretell all the advantages which may come of it. Already we have many benefits, and we can hope for many more.